Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Allies are outraged. You must have heard by now. They're mad as hell. Members of the European Parliament all crossing the pond looking to get a piece of the Obama administration, or at least members of Congress demanding a better explanation or even an end to U.S. spying on European leaders. Here's Jan-Philipp Albrecht, the German member of the European Parliament from the Green Party in Washington, D.C.
It's not outrageous to collect information about suspects, but it's outrageous to survey citizens' lives completely, to tap conversations and also to collect metadata. And it's leading to a society in which surveillance becomes normal practice. And I don't think, and we as Europeans don't think, that this is in line with rule of law and a free democracy. And I think that trust is severely damaged and need to be restored. And that's very important.
Jan-Philipp Albrecht, a German member of the European Parliament. The White House has been backpedaling and studying the matter for months, trying to stay out in front of questions about U.S. policy regarding its considerable electronics eavesdropping capability and the seeming autonomous power of the National Security Agency, the NSA. Could the White House set strict limits on who the NSA watches or listens to, drawing a line at world leaders or allies or really good friends? How about American citizens? Well, since the Edward Snowden revelations, we have a much more disturbing picture of the NSA's reach. But Snowden has had help from the media, particularly The Guardian, the newspaper at the center of the leaks. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
What Snowden is doing, and to an extent what the newspapers are doing in helping him doing what he's doing, is frankly signaling to people who mean to do us harm how to evade and avoid intelligence.
My next guest, Louise Mensch, is a former Conservative member of Parliament, stands with Prime Minister David Cameron on this issue in studio with me. First of all, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Do you think there is a conspiracy between Snowden and the media to undermine security, or is this about disclosure of disturbing allegations that people need to know about?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that Mr. Snowden wasn't discriminate in what he stole from the NSA. The same as with Chelsea Manning. He didn't just take files about the NSA. He just took an indiscriminately enormous amount of files covering both NSA whistleblowing, you might say, but also the operations of allies such as Britain, Australia, Canada. And he just pretty much took everything. Then he gave it to WikiLeaks and a bunch of bloggers. So, of course, he's endangered not only American national security, but British national security and those of allies around the world.
So the indiscriminate nature of Snowden's disclosures is what disturbs you the most. You could see a case being made for certain disclosures selectively being made more transparent.
Definitely. I think, you know, if there had been genuine whistleblowing, we would have seen perhaps him challenging the oversight of the NSA and things like that. But that's not what he did. He went deep into the mainframe. He took everything he could get and he ran with it to repressive regimes like China and Russia. It's a little bit, it kind of sticks in the throat when this guy is portraying himself as a whistleblower and then he goes off to a homophobic, a repressive entity like Russia and gives them state secrets.
Your colleague, I suppose it's a loose way of saying, a German member of the European Parliament, an MP in Europe from the Green Party, so I can't imagine you agree on a lot of things. But Jan-Philipp Albrecht a moment ago said, we as Europeans don't think that surveillance as a normal practice is in line with rule of law and free democracy. There's a lot of cameras set up in London, I understand. Do you think surveillance has become normal in Europe?
Yeah, well, I hope Mr. Albrecht hasn't been on his Facebook recently because he might be disturbed by some of the ads that he's seeing. I think you have to understand that metadata collection is not the same as hacking everybody's phone, which is what these sort of ultra-left would have you believe. Metadata collection is completely normal. Google does it to you every day. And actually, the NSA's remit and mandate is that it spies on foreign powers. It's all very well, as he said, saying, let's spy on the terrorists. Unfortunately, I think anybody with a tiny modicum of common sense would know that you can't just say, we'll catch people for whom we have a warrant. Intel gathering has to be wider than that. And I think everybody knows it. Even he knows it.
Aren't there limits, though? I mean, to say it's common sense to just watch everybody because we know the bad people are people. So let's just watch all the people. That pretty much is a prescription for surveillance of everyone.
Well, I think if you look at, you know, general traffic and metadata gathering, it, as I said, with Google, with Facebook, it's pretty much going on all the time already. And it's quite normal to think that national intelligence agencies are going to be in the same business. You know, Glenn Greenwald, the so-called journalist who's been collaborating, distributing the Snowden information and working with
The Guardian.
He said yesterday, rightly, actually, that if European leaders were really concerned about this, they would be offering Ed Snowden asylum. And you don't really see Angela Merkel hasn't offered Edward Snowden asylum in Germany, probably because the German security services, I think we'll find, do the same thing. We found out earlier this year that the French security services have been gathering data on French nationals. So this is completely normal, and frankly, everybody does it.
European outrage, Angela Merkel's outrage, is a sham, in your view?
I believe it's somewhat manufactured. She has to, because there's doubtless outrage on the German street. But at the same time, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. There's long been this Five Eyes alliance with spying in the Anglosphere. If they really cared about it, they would call up Vladimir Putin and say, hey, Ed Snowden is welcome in Berlin. But they haven't done that.
Louise Mensch, if we can do it, should we do it in terms of electronic surveillance? If I could put a camera on the back of your hoodie there and follow you home. Would that be fine?
I think you have to really make the distinction between genuine surveillance, listening into people's phone conversations, as has been alleged, and metadata gathering.
Who's going to make that distinction?
Well, I think it's up to the security services, as licensed by Congress, to make that distinction.
They make it, not judges, not lawyers.
Oh, they have oversight by the judiciary. They have it now, and I think ultimately the safety of the United States ought to be the primary concern of the president and the government.
Louise Mensch, former Conservative Member of Parliament, who agrees with David Cameron that The Guardian and the collaborators with Edward Snowden should be reined in on issues of disclosure of NSA metadata. Louise, thanks so much.
Thank you.